Our guest at the cafe this morning is His Honor the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. I understand you've been pretty busy.
Busy week.
Yeah. Lots going on.
Last week.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's a lot going on in Commerce. There's been a lot going on that people have seen. There's a lot going on that people don't see. And maybe we can talk a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, that can be part of what we talk about here. We've talked before about the project at the municipal airport, which is north of town, as if you were going to Ladonia. A lot of people probably have never been out there, but there is a Commerce Municipal Airport. And you're telling me that the work out there, at least this stage of the work that you want to do, is close to completion.
John Mark, we're kind of looking at this in a couple of ways, kind of like what Yogi Berra said, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. We've got the fork in the road, and we're looking at both directions.
Yeah.
Actually, yes, that the airport's been closed for renovation probably a couple of months, as 3 months or so, and we're winding down the Lone Wolf Construction said at the time that it would probably be finished around the 1st of October, and then we're not going to get into whether the 1st of October is the 14th or 15th or the 1st, but it's winding down. And probably the highlight of this, we've been in discussion, and at one time we talked about the possibility of the next grant going to lengthen that airport so we could land jets. Well, I've come to find out lately that the airport is 3,900 feet, and that that will satisfy a jet. But that the problems that we were experiencing was the pilots didn't want to take a chance on landing on the airport that existed at the time because it was pretty rough.
The runway.
The runway, yes. And so that's been all, if you take a drive out there and take a look, you won't even recognize the place. So the future here seems to be that we'll be looking for grant money to build hangars. And I think we're looking at hopefully getting a grant that would allow us to put up 10 or 12 hangars out there.
So you might not need a grant then to extend the runway.
Well, actually, no, because the College Station jet can land at 3,900 feet. And part of what I'm saying here is that in the discussion prior to, as you and I are talking now, it was believed that the jets couldn't land because
right.
of the length. Well, they can land at 3,900 feet. It was just that the runways weren't in...
Was it the runways in such shape you don't want to put a jet down on
right.
it?
Right.
Now, presumably, it will be that will not be a problem.
Right.
So you're hoping to get a grant to build hangars?
Hangars. And we can rent those hangars. I believe there's probably enough pilots around that would hangar their planes at Commerce, and we would be able to derive income from those hangars.
Mm-hmm. Who would the grant come from?
I believe TxDOT, TxDOT Aviation, the same
right.
as the runway grant.
Well, very good. So you're farther along, really, than maybe you thought you were.
Well, we're in a different direction.
Right.
Because we thought we were going to lengthen it. Now we're going to the other way.
The hangars, yeah.
Instead of spending money, maybe making money.
Well, let's hope so. Good.
Yes.
We're talking with Mayor John Bilotti, the mayor of Commerce. Now, another grant that, have you already applied for this new housing grant?
Yes.
So this is a grant, we've talked about this before also, grant from the state of Texas, and this is a remarkable thing that allows the city, through this grant from the state of Texas, to provide new homes for certain people within Commerce, and you can talk about the qualifications for this.
Well, generally, it's low income.
Sure.
And individuals that are wanting to stay in Commerce, but can't afford to fix the house, can't afford to bring the house up to code. So they apply, and we have the grant that is to us over the 10-year period, 12-year period, actually. We've built 28 houses, so about two a year, give or take. So this is kind of a reoccurring grant. We apply and get it, and then the homeowner agrees to stay once the house is repaired. In fact, they have to move out for a while the house is being actually maybe torn down and rebuilt.
Right, right. That was my understanding, that they'd actually tear down
yes.
what was basically a dilapidated structure and replace it with a new one.
So the guarantee here by the homeowner is that they will stay in the house.
Mm-hmm. And this comes from what department of the state of Texas?
Well, it's called the HOME Grant, and I'm not exactly sure what the acronym HOME stands for.
Well, we get the idea, though, right?
Yes,
the
yes.
HOME Grant, sure.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it comes from the state of Texas.
Yes.
And you've been, City of Commerce has been doing this for quite some time.
Well, as we said, about 12 years.
12 years, and you've replaced, you say, 28 homes.
That's
Any
exactly.
idea of how many houses it would... effect? Or?
Well, I think generally we're looking at two a year.
Two a year.
And that's pretty much what we've been having here, 28 and, well, so a little bit more, give or take, but about two a year.
No reason to think you won't get this grant again, but when will you know?
No, I believe we're going to get it.
Sure.
It's kind of a renewable thing.
All right, Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Always a pleasure, John Mark.
Mayor of Commerce John Bilotti, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.